When the girls in the Pacentu Multicultural Children's Chorus sing about peace, the tunes have meaning for them. Many are refugees who fled their homes in Asia, Africa, and the Middle East, seeking refuge from war, persecution, and famine. In their performances and a new CD, they bring a message of hope to audiences in and around their adopted home of Portland, Maine. At practice this week, it's business as usual. That means goofing off, braiding each other's hair, and playing with makeup. But choral director Con Fulham snaps them to attention.
Let's make this a hot little rehearsal here, right? Let's make this happen.
Girls file into two rows and stare straight at him. This song is called Bells of Freedom. It was written by Fulham and Judith Abdallah, a founding member of the Children's Chorus.
We're singing about peace, about coming together, about stopping like the wars back in our native lands, and singing about being able to go back and being able to like hold on to our languages and our families.
Abdallah was born in Sudan and lived in Egypt for a while before coming to the U.S. At 18, she's a mentor of sorts, along with other young women who've been in the chorus for a few years.
My name is Rita Achiro. I was born in Sudan, but I was also raised in a refugee camp in Kenya. For somebody to hear me sing and be like, wow, you know, it makes me feel good, you know. But I also, like, love, like, having more than one person's voice. Singing as a group, it, like, sends a bigger message.
For chorus mate Eklis Ahmed, getting out the message is cathartic.
In my country, in Darfur, right now, there's a genocide that is happening as I'm talking right now. And for me, I sing to feel better because I'm hopeless.
Director Con Fulham hopes the chorus will help these young people get back their voices. He began recruiting singers from schools in Portland more than 6 years ago.
Knowing that for me, music has always been a very powerful healing thing, I thought that it would be a great idea to invite as many different refugee communities as possible.
At any given time, there are as many as 30 members from 14 countries, from Iraq to Cambodia. Fulham says the chorus evolved into a girls' group when boys didn't show up at practice. As to the name of the choir, Pacentu translates into, when she sings, her voice carries far, in Passamaquoddy. It's a language spoken by a Native American tribe in Maine. Performances might have been contained to Maine if not for Patrice Samara, a producer for Alphabet Kids, a line of children's books and CDs aimed at multicultural understanding. A lawyer for the company suggested she fly to Maine to check out Pacentu. She was smitten. In October, Alphabet Kids released a Pacentu CD. Samara has begun to book the chorus for performances outside of Maine. The first was in August in Washington, D.C. She hopes other choruses, inspired by Pacentu, will form.
Many, many towns have immigrants, so we're hoping that this model will be embraced around the country.
Eklis Ahmed is excited about the group's growing fame, but makes sure she stays connected to her native country through song.
I sing with my cousins a lot at home. Almost every Friday and Saturday night, we sing about Sudan. We sing just any songs that comes up in our head. We start singing right away.
A documentary about the chorus is scheduled for release sometime next year. Proceeds from the chorus will benefit charities in the girls' home countries. For VOA News, I'm Josie Huang in Portland, Maine.